Welcome to Pep and Ched with Megan Nash, a co-production with the Creative City Center in Regina, Saskatchewan. Hello, I'm Megan, and this is the podcast where I call up friends and we talk about touring and we talk about snacks. Before we get into today's episode, which was a real treat, I laugh 85% of this episode. It's just me giggling because Matthew Cardinal is hilarious. But before we get into that conversation, I want to talk about the Garys for a moment. I went to my first in real life inside of a building pandemic show at the Artesian. I saw the Garys and Wolf Willow at the Artesian. They put on an amazing show. I do thank the Garys for the use of their song Burger Boy that you're listening to right now at the end of every podcast, but I wanted to thank them at the top of the podcast because I got to hear Burger Boy live and it was a surreal moment hearing the Garys perform this song live when I've heard this song hundreds of times. Because, you know, let's face it, I have to re-record a lot of these intros and outros. You wouldn't believe it, but I do. So I'm very familiar with this song, and it was so cool to get to hear it live. And yeah, they have a new record out, so go check it out. Okay, let's get into today's episode. Matthew Cardinal is a hilarious, talented musician. We talk about meal deals. We talk about, he gives some really great touring tips in this episode. And it's just so much fun. Let's get right to it, okay? Today's guest is Matthew Cardinal. Matthew, thank you so much for joining me today. I like to start off every episode just yelling my guest's name.
Okay. Woo! You want me to... Megan!
Matthew! thank you very much, Matthew Cardinal, for chatting with me today.
Of course.
There we go. I had to bring it down. I had to bring it down and get into my radio broadcaster voice.
And you're very professional.
Oh, thank you very much. It's nice to speak with you for numerous reasons. I wanted to say this to you for a while. I feel like you are probably, if not the best, definitely in the top five, like best Twitter follows in like the Canadian like music scene, you know, like that's what I think. And now I'm going on the record saying it, and this will, some people listen to this. So it's on the record and some folks will hear.
Yeah, thank you. That's interesting. We'll see what they see. I've been private for like 2 weeks because I was waiting to hear about a job.
Oh yeah.
I was like, I ain't taking any chances. But I just got an email like right before I jumped on this call that I got the job. So maybe I'm private.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for appreciating my Twitter.
Hey, I'm not alone. I'm not alone in this. I've talked to other friends that play music that also follow you, and we've talked about your Twitter account. How does that make you feel?
I don't know. It's fine. It's funny. I feel like I've had more people tell me they like my Twitter than they like my music.
Well, I also like your music. That's also on my list of things to say.
It's a given. Maybe I should just say it. It's a given.
And,
but it's funny, like, and.
No, sorry, go ahead. I was just going to keep giving you compliments, but I don't mean to interrupt you, so go ahead.
No. I'm just people complimenting. I've had people, like, in public, like, approach me and be like, I like your Twitter. I'm like, cool. Complete strangers even sometimes.
Oh,
but I'm like, it's not that good. But somebody yelled at me when I was on my bike once.
Aw. That like a compliment.
Yeah, like I was passing by on my bike. They're like, I like your Twitter.
Oh, which I love that.
It's a real thing that happens. It sounds fake, but I swear.
Well,
I wouldn't tweet about it.
I know your Twitter and I believe it. I believe it. So if you were going to, oh my goodness, this is such a, this is just an awkward question.
Uh-oh. Okay.
If you were going to give Twitter advice to someone, What are your Twitter secrets?
Twitter's, I don't know. I just tweet stupid stuff I think about. But also just whatever things I'm thinking about.
I just have a hard time. I'm such a rambling person. And I have a hard time thinking in Twitter format.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I'm not one to make a thread. I'm like, that's just too much work.
Yeah.
I'll just think of something silly and just post it.
Yeah.
Just follow your heart.
Okay. Well, you heard it here, folks. That's how I'm going to market this entire episode. I'll be like, Matthew Cardinal's Twitter tips.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just kidding. Sorry. Yeah. This has been like, how can I just make you feel awkward? And like, how can I make this episode like uncomfortable right off the top? Just like, yeah, sorry. I also wanted to say, and you already know this, that I'm a big fan of your photography.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
How does that compliment make you feel?
Oh, that's nice. I mean, the Twitter's good too. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And it was actually because of Twitter, you were tweeting some photos last winter. Mm-hmm. I don't, my concept of time is just gone.
It doesn't exist.
No, it really doesn't. But you were tweeting some photos, and then I had this photo of yours stuck in my mind for, I think, a month. And then I finally worked up the courage to reach out to you and say, "Dear Matthew, love your work. Please, can I use this photo for a single artwork?" And you said, yes.
Yeah, I did. Thank you for asking.
No, thank you. What I love, sorry, I just realized that we're on a podcast. This is totally just audio, and I'm going to be going in depth now talking about your photography. But you know, if folks want to see the picture, they can find it.
Exactly.
It's out there. So but it's like this image. Sorry, maybe it's weird of me to describe one of your own shots.
No, you can do it.
So there's a vehicle and there's a rabbit, and the rabbit you caught on, and this is shot on film, and there it's like the backdrop, it's like in a parking lot, and it's like what I love about it is it's like so. Well, it's this kind of like grungy parking lot vibe with this like beautiful rabbit. Like, and you just, I don't know. I just loved that. I love that contrast there. And for me, when I saw that photo, I thought that looks like how I feel about when I'm like my song, "Too Quietly Clean Slate." Like, I love that photo, and I'm very grateful that you let me use that. And that's my first time ever like reaching out to somebody being like, "Can I use one of your photos?" You know?
Wow.
Yeah. I was nervous.
Thank you. Oh, I was happy you asked. It's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I like thank you. I like it. It looks nice in a square format. A little rabbit running under the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take a lot of pictures of them in my neighborhood. Actually, I think I was crossing the street once, like two blocks from where I live, and I had my headphones on, so I didn't really entirely hear what this person said, but I had my camera on my neck, and this person was like, "You're gonna take pictures of rabbits?" And I was like, "What?" I was like, do you know just from seeing me around, or like, are you just like..." Or is it just a weird coincidence? I'm like, oh, do I have the reputation in the neighborhood of like the guy that walks around at night taking pictures of rabbits?
Well, maybe that person also follows you on Twitter, and so they knew.
Maybe.
Nice Twitter. I like your Twitter. You're taking pictures of rabbits.
I like your Twitter. Thank you.
How long have you been shooting for?
Not very long. I got this camera that I shoot mostly with. maybe 2019.
Oh,
Yeah,
really?
like fall 20, summer 2019 maybe. And I like, I mean, I took pictures with my phone, but I decided I wanted to get into film photography, so I just asked a friend. I was like, "What should I get?" And he had the same one as the Ricoh, and he's like, "This camera's good." So
Nice.
I was like, "Okay." So I just happened to find one for a really good deal in the marketplace and bought it. And yeah, I've been shooting with it quite a bit. I really enjoy it. I don't know. I like film. I like having to wait for photos because,
Yeah.
like with my phone or with digital, I take like 10 of the same photograph, and then I'm just like, which one's the best? But don't really have to deal with that with film. And I don't know, the whole tactile experience is nice. I don't know, and I think it just looks better. Well, yeah, I mean, debatable. I just think it film can be like effortlessly just look nice.
Yeah, I feel similar. I feel like I'm definitely not a photographer. I don't know if that's the right way of asking the question. How long have you been shooting for? I don't know if that's like, I don't
I
know.
mean,
You know what I mean. The audience,
yeah,
they're gonna know what I mean.
yeah.
I'm not a photographer, but I'm a big fan of it, and I wish that I've bought enough. I've received a few film cameras like for free over the years, but none of them have worked. I remember one time I was at
Oh.
a friend's place in Montreal, and she had like a bucket of old cameras and was
A
like,
bucket.
yeah, I'm not kidding, like a Tupperware bin of old cameras.
Oh,
And
nice.
she was like, do you want to just have some? And I was on tour, so I was able to take one or two, but they all don't work. But one
Oh
day
no.
I would like to get into shooting film, because yeah, I feel the same.
Yeah.
What are you drinking there?
Oh, some Earl Grey.
Well, like I mentioned, before we got recording, this is also a snack podcast
Yes.
sometimes. So, I just want to know. I just want to know what's in what
Of
people
course.
are drinking at home, what they're drinking, while on tour. So, are you a more of a tea drinker than a coffee drinker, both?
Oh. Yeah, 100% tea. I
Yeah?
don't really drink coffee at all. It's not my thing. I don't know, but I love tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. No coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee, but black tea, green tea, white tea, any. No biases here for tea.
Nice.
No prejudices. Yeah. I don't know. Coffee's just like too much for me. I think one of the last times I chose to have coffee was I had an all-nighter, and then I had to go to work. Yeah, and then I got a coffee at like second cup because it was like right next to my work, and I felt dehydrated for like 3 days after I drank that coffee. I was like, I hate this. So
Hey,
probably got me through that day though.
like, so you had an all-nighter because of, okay, sorry. Which happened first? Drinking coffee and the all-nighter, or the all-nighter happened and then you had to have coffee because of the all-nighter?
Yeah, the second one. All-nighter
Oh, I
happened,
see.
and then I had to go to work, so I got myself a coffee so I wouldn't, like, I don't know, collapse at work.
Yeah. Oh dear. Oh goodness. Yeah, I am the opposite. I wish I liked tea. I love the idea of tea.
In theory.
Yes. But for me, it's like not intense enough. So
Okay.
like I love strong coffee, and I love a lot of
Yeah.
it. And I like I've I usually drink like a French press a day, but for a while I was drinking two
Woo.
by myself.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So trying to be a bit more mindful, because it does affect my sleep.
Yeah, of course.
The
I mean,
two French presses a day.
yeah. I don't know. Just try tea. Just really let it steep. Just don't even take out the tea
Yeah.
bag. Then
Well,
it'll be strong.
no, that's what I was thinking. Because I have a cupboard of tea, because I love the idea of it. I go buy it, and then it sits there. So, you've inspired me to try drinking tea. You know
Oh,
what?
I
Maybe when we're done filming or filming this, and when we're done taping this, I'm going to go have a cup of tea.
Great. You should. I would love that for you.
Well, I'm going to do that then. When you're touring, like, do you travel with tea?
I usually find it, but sometimes I have like some in my backpack right now. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't know. Touring's weird because like I like try to drink less liquids because I don't want to have to use the washroom like when I'm in a van for like 6 hours. So I'm like, I'm just not going to drink. whatever. But yeah. But I drink a lot of water on tour. But then, yeah, I'll get a tea when I can, like if we stop somewhere.
Yeah.
Or where I'm staying. In hotels, I always take advantage of the tea.
Yeah.
In the room. Take it all. Use it all. Red Rose, usually. Very strong. It's good.
When you were touring, what are your favorite tour snacks?
It's a good question. I'm like trying to think about it. You know what? I do actually. I drink a lot of pop. I'm trying to drink less. I'm a big Dr. Pepper fan.
Nice.
It's the best.
Do you ever mess with Diet Dr. Pepper?
Occasionally, but it doesn't do it for me.
I grew up on Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's good. It's one of the better diets, I would say.
Yeah.
One of the better diet sodas. But yeah, Dr. Pepper. And I'm like trying to think, what do I have for snacks? Cliff bars. I don't know if that's a snack. It's sustenance. I'm like, oh, in the tour van, get some Cliff bars.
The chewy ones, or like, because there are crunchy ones as well, right? Like, are you getting the chewy?
Oh, the chewy.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't handle a crunchy granola bar. That's just.
Yeah, I don't like
a tour van. It's a mess.
No.
It's a mess.
Yeah. 100%.
No one wants to deal with that or hear that.
No, good point. Yeah, that's a good point. How to like keep morale high on a tour? Avoid crunchy granola bars.
Yeah, no loud food.
Yeah, soft foods only.
Yeah, soft, quiet foods.
Yeah.
It's like drawing a blank. I'm like, what did I have? Because I just did some shows, and I was like. I got some pistachios. I was spoiled. That was expensive. Pistachios are expensive, but a promoter was like, what do you want? I'll get you anything. And I was like, I'll have this bag of pistachios. Thank you. And yeah, I don't know. I'm bad at snacking.
It's all good. You know what? Like as our time continues, if something comes, if something comes to mind, like a snack that you remember having at any point, feel free anytime. to just blurt it out. I don't care if I'm mid sentence.
Oh, just blurt it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
the more jarring for the listener, the better. You know, like that's what we strive for here at the at Pep and Ched headquarters.
Right. Okay. Let me think. Okay, I'll think on it.
So
I got a burp.
Bless you.
I'm okay.
Okay. you just went on a tour, and I was actually really curious because you're one of the few people I've spoken to in the last like year that's actually done some touring. So what was that like for you?
It was weird.
Yeah.
it was weird. It was really strange. Still does not feel remotely the same. Of course. But like a lot of the shows were outside, so that was nice.
Mm.
Like I think like, yeah, only two of the shows out of the like 10 or 11 I played in the past 3 months were indoors. But it's just, I don't know. It's a weird feeling getting on the road, and it was just from kind of being static for so long to like going out again. It was just like such a big change. It was wild. It was nice to see people again, you know.
Yeah.
So I got to see some friends in Winnipeg and Regina and Montreal. So yeah, it's cool. It's cool. And I was like really glad to be asked to play all these shows. It was really surprising because I wasn't trying to tour or anything. I just like was lucky to get asked by a couple festivals. So I was like, yeah, okay, let's do it. And got to bring Stephanie along with me, Stephanie Coos, who does my live visuals and projections, which that was very nice. Got to play a bunch of shows with her. Yeah. It was, I guess, overall good experience. Just, it's still, you know, it still doesn't feel, it's not, we're not there. I mean, no one, nothing is there yet. Nothing is back to quote unquote normal.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Excuse me. The shows looked stunning. And like what, you know, when people were posting videos, they sounded stunning as well. I love that you two were touring together. Stephanie is so cool.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool person.
Yeah.
Big fan. Big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also did an installation together as well. That was like up in a gallery in Victoria.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was up for like a month and a bit, maybe like 5 weeks. So that was cool. And it was like kind of coincided with the festival we played out there called Wonderment. Yeah. Nice. I really like working with her. And of course she's done all my music videos so far.
Mm.
Like the 5 videos from my album. Yeah. Good. Highly recommend Stephanie Coos. Hire her for visuals.
Yeah, 100%. I worked with her before, and yeah, I just think
that's right.
Yeah, yeah. She did a video, yeah, a lyric video for me for my song Summer, mm-hmm, off my last album, and yeah, it's just like she's just one of those people that you like you reach out to and you're like, hey, can you do this? And you know, if you're lucky, she says yes, you know, or whatever. Like, you know, it's like,
yeah, yeah.
And then she'll just like do an amazing job, like.
Yeah,
you know, you don't have to worry.
You know? No, yeah, she's so good.
Yeah,
she's such a hard worker.
Yeah,
yeah. Actually, yeah, I remember she showed me that video that she was working on for you when I was at her place once. It was on like a VHS tape.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I was like, ooh, nice.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Ah, gosh. Now I'm going to have to give her a heads up and be like, hey, this episode might make you feel nice. Like, this is like a lot of, you know, this is like a love letter to Stephanie. And also, I'm just like, oh, I want to work with her again sometime.
Yeah. And yeah, you're in Moose Jaw?
I'm south of Moose Jaw, yeah. But oh, I'm like, yeah, Moose Jaw area. Like,
I almost swore.
Oh, you
I
know
caught
what?
Myself.
You know what we would have had to do then?
No.
Well, my partner who he does the engineering for this. He would have to scoop out the swear, and then we would insert Shiloh, my dog's bark.
Oh
yeah, it's kind of cute.
I like that.
Yeah,
can you just make a bark like right here?
Yeah. Let me just make a little note here in my notes, and and I'm pretty sure that he's like, yeah, he's added a bit of silly like reverb and delay to it now. Like, it's just as the seasons progress, nice. You know, as the episodes progress, we're just you know, what can I say, we have fun.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
What can I say? Yeah. But, and also, I like the idea too of just not being cool about a swear, like just drawing so much emphasis to it, you know? Like, there's so many that we could just like nicely fade out. No one would even know, but no, we just have Shiloh just barking.
Nice. Bark. Well, that's, I like that.
Thank you.
I appreciate a dog.
Thanks. I love my dog so much. Like, yeah. Oh gosh. I recorded him actually. And that's why he ended up being the censor sound. Cause I was recording him for my next album. Cause I really wanted his bark to be on the album. And so, and then Dana Rempel, who's in my band, And he also runs the Artesian.
Yeah.
He
played there.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, when we were doing the credits, and this is his joke, he was like, you should credit Shiloh as like spoken word. So Shiloh has an album credit, spoken word, because he's barking in nice. One of my songs.
That's good.
Thank you.
Good. That's good. It's good.
Good. Yeah. And I do wish that more venues would let me bring my dog.
Yeah. Just sneak him in.
he is little. He is a little dog.
Yeah. Like
half pug, half cocker spaniel.
Oh. You know, just get one of those like baby Bjorn things for your dog and just wear him while you're playing, and you know, they're not gonna, what are they gonna do? Just kick you off stage? No. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah. And you know, actually, like, I feel like the folks that come out to my shows would really appreciate that.
Good. As they should.
Thank you, Matthew. We do have to take a little bit of a break now.
Uh-oh.
Are there any words you'd like to leave with the listener before we take a commercial break? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Put another bark here.
Okay.
You are listening to Pep and Ched with Megan Nash, a co-production with the Creative City Center. Today's guest is Matthew Cardinal. Hello there. You are listening to Pep and Ched with Megan Nash, a co-production with the Creative City Center. Now, more of my conversation with Matthew Cardinal. And we
Hi.
Are back.
Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were no. you're waiting on
no,
me.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. All right. We're talking about snacks. We're talking about touring. You know, this is what the folks tune in for, you know? And yeah. I want to know about your time in the UK, and I want to know if you, when you were there, if you rented a vehicle and if you drove, because I've never done that. And I just want to know what that experience is like.
We had a tour manager and they drove, which was very nice. So we rented a van, and they drove. I can't drive.
Oh, okay.
So I can double not drive in the UK.
Right. Yeah.
The other is just, they do things differently over there. But it was, I slept a lot. I had a travel pillow that kind of didn't work, but I slept sitting up quite a bit, moving between places. So I didn't personally drive, but we did drive between cities and... What was that? I was going to say something about the UK. I don't know. It's over there.
Yeah.
Man. That was such a long time ago. Not really. That was like 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think next May it will be 4 years. Like, I think it was in 2018, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Oh, was it? Maybe it was. Yeah. I don't know. It was either 2017, 2018.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Yeah. Played over there. Oh, yeah. I played, what was it called? Canadian Music Week. Like the day before we flew to the UK.
Oh, yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So it was rough. It was like Canadian Music Week show. And then I think maybe... We had one night, or maybe it was even like the same night, we like got on a flight to the UK at like 10 p.m. Flew to, I can't remember where we flew into, but then we had to get picked up, and then we drove to Wales because we were playing Focus Wales.
I played Focus Wales too that year. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was cool, and like I showed up at the venue for like sound check. So it was like 10 a.m. Get to the UK at like I don't know, or no, 10 p.m. We left. Show up at the UK at like noon the next day or something. Go to Wales, and I get to the venue, and someone I knew was there. ZB1, if you know ZB1, musician.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, you look like trash.
Aww.
Like, cool. Like, appreciate that. Thank you. Like, yeah, I just flew across the world to come to soundcheck immediately. So.
Okay, so like, so you, okay, wow. So you played Canadian Music Week, flew to the UK that night, and then you got to the UK around noon UK time, and then went to a different venue and soundcheck that night and played a show that night in Wales. Wow.
It was a long journey.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of jet lag when you're flying? Like,
I don't. I think I used to, but not anymore. I feel like I got it on the way back, but not really on the way there. I'm always tired.
Yeah.
But I got it. Yeah. I feel like it hit me hard like a day or two after I got back. I was like, whoa, and just needed to sleep like all day. But yeah, no, I don't really. Do you get jet lag?
Yeah. So I the last time I did any kind of international travel too was in January 2020, and I was just like really struggling with my sleep to begin with. So that was really difficult. I was definitely like just in survival mode. I'm like, I just need to, you know, stay as, you know, grounded as I can, like, and play the set. I just need to play this set. And then, I gotta just get through it. I just gotta get through it.
Yeah.
But, some of that is like, was that like my insomnia I was struggling with and jet lag, or was that all jet lag? Yeah, it was probably both. Now that I'm talking it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was rough. Yeah. That was rough. Yeah. But but now I have medication.
Oh.
Yay!
Nice. Woo. Okay, so the UK, any highlight, meal highlights?
Okay, so the UK, for some reason, they have, I swear they have Cadbury cream eggs, like all different kinds of desserts that are Cadbury cream egg inspired. Like there was like these little Cadbury cream egg brownies. Like I love going into grocery stores in different places and just like seeing what they have for snacks. And something I noticed was a lot of Cadbury cream eggs. But this is a thing I've brought up so many times on this podcast, and it's a regret I have, because it just would have been so ridiculous to get a Meghan and Harry wedding cake. I saw them at the grocery store.
Oh my goodness.
I know. It would have been 17 pounds.
That's pretty expensive.
I know, but I think about than I should.
That's pretty heavy. That's funnier.
It was just so silly.
So is it just like a cake with like a picture of them on it, or is it?
Yeah,
like...
it was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous cake, and a part of me is like, because I was playing when like people were like, oh, they're getting married right now, and like it was kind of nice. Okay, this is. I don't think I'm gonna offend any listeners. It was nice to see so many people at my show that didn't care. You know what I mean?
Because I
don't care. I was just like, this cake I think about every now and then, because it was just such a ridiculous thing to see. Like that, it was strange to be there during that time. Do you remember that? Like, is that when we were at the Great Escape? Oh, maybe you were there at a different time.
Maybe. I don't remember anything that was happening.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There was what?
Masks. Like you could buy masks and stuff.
Masks? Like hairy mask?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Tea towels everywhere. Like, yeah, it was weird. But every now and then I think about that 17-pound cake.
Yeah, I understand that. I would think about it too.
Just because it was so ridiculous.
Yeah. My goodness. I got a... What am I saying? What did I get? I'm just trying to think of, like... I got a frozen pizza at one point when we were there. And I, like, cooked it in the oven at one of the places we were staying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I don't even... It was weird. We were, like, in the middle of nowhere. It felt like...
Wait, in Wales? Like, was this in Wales?
No,
still?
I think it was somewhere else in the UK. It might have been, like, on our way to Scotland or something.
Because we
played in Edinburgh, I think. Yeah. Very... It was... Yeah. And maybe we just had to stop at some place. It was, like, a weird little house. And then we went to the grocery store. And I got a frozen pizza. And it was, like, really flimsy. And I remember, like, lifting it up and, like, it folded in on itself. I was like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Anyone want a slice?
A calzone? Is that what you call that?
I don't... Yeah, yeah. It could have been a calzone. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. What else? I mean, I had very good fish and chips in Brighton.
Oh, nice.
Very good, yeah.
Were they, like, in the, like, newspaper thing? Do people even do that? Do they do that still?
I don't know. It wasn't. Some of them, I'm sure some of them must for, like, tourists.
Yeah. For me.
Yeah. I just had it. It was, like, in a paper, I don't know, like, a to-go container. But I don't know. Like, I'm a bit wary about fish. But yeah. I'm like, okay, we're right on the ocean, so it's gonna be fresh enough.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. Oh, I don't remember what I ate in Brighton.
That's all I ate.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I feel like I know a few times when I was in the UK, I was in UK with a band out of Halifax, Hello Delaware. Mm-hmm. So I was traveling kind of with them, and like we were trying to do more grocery store stops. But I also like I grew up on a farm, and every time I go into a grocery store, there's like this like farmer with a pantry mentality comes out. And I just, like, I buy way too much. More than I should. More than I have to. You know what I mean? Like, because it's like, there's going to be other grocery stores that you can go to in the next couple days. But I'm like, we go to town once a week in my brain. But that's not true anymore.
It's hard when you're on the move, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I bought 4 cartons of eggs. You can't even cook those anywhere.
Yeah. I remember I was in Germany at a grocery store with a friend of mine, and he was laughing at me because I was buying like so many bags of these little like Kinder Surprise chocolates. He's like, why do you need so many right now? I'm like, well, because I need them all now. Like, I'm grocery store shopping. Yeah. But he was used to going every day.
Right.
Where in my brain, I'm still like once every week. Once every 2 weeks.
Get it out. You got to stock up on your Kinder chocolates.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I understand. This is the Germans. They don't understand grocery shopping.
What a bold statement.
Yeah. That old stereotype. Germans, they don't know how to grocery shop.
That's going to be the sound clip. And we're just, sure. Oh gosh. The letters we're going to get.
Yeah. Cancel. You can't say that about Germans.
I don't remember eating at a lot of restaurants though in any of these on any of the UK tours, because I remember what we did in the UK. And did you ever get the meal deals that they would have at in grocery stores? It would be a sandwich, a snack, and a drink for like £6 or something.
God, I completely forgot about the meal deals.
Yeah,
I got the meal deals all the time. I had so many of those very mediocre sandwiches.
Yes.
Meal deals.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere. Every gas station, you get a meal deal.
You get That's a so meal weird. Deal.
Yeah. I was like, when I was there, my phone was like tapping into the UK, and like my Discover page on Instagram was giving me like meal deal memes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, I've never even heard of this. Now I'm eating them. I'm getting memes about meal deals. This is too much.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen meal deal memes.
Meal deal, they're out there.
Wow.
Yeah. It's regional.
Nice.
Oh. Regional memes, yeah.
Well, I'm glad we had this. Yeah, the meal deals. I'm glad we had this moment.
Yeah. Unlocked that memory that I sealed away.
Yeah. Of the mediocre meal deals, but like the UK is just so expensive that is just like, for me, that was my go-to.
Because
it was like one of the most, you know, inexpensive, well, not inexpensive, it was just like one of the more accessible options when you're on a budget. Yeah
absolutely. What else are you gonna eat? I don't know, you know, British food. It's pretty weird.
No, I know. I agree. It's, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Give me the meal deal.
Yeah, meal deal any day. I remember they had a veggie option that I didn't mind. Always, but here's a thing with me, though, in my palate.
Yes, go on. Elaborate.
I actually really like soggy sandwiches. Like not
what?
Yeah, like if you get a veggie sub from Subway and then you leave it in your car during spring or fall, during a nice like nice seasonal okay to leave food in the car temperature and
you like a little soggy.
And you eat it the next day. That's for me, that is totally fine.
So you got to buy your meal deals in advance. So they're a little soggy.
Some of them already are
pre-soggy. They definitely were soggy. Yeah, yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is like, I kind of like that.
It was heaven.
It was a little slice
sandwich
of home.
Heaven for
little,
you.
Yeah, a little taste of home for me.
Like, oh, I love it soggy. I feel like, you know, as a whole, Britain's pretty soggy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it is. And I don't even own a proper rain jacket, so I didn't take anything.
Oh no.
No, I know. I bought one a few years ago, wore it once, misplaced it. It wasn't a proper raincoat. It was it was more of a windbreaker, but yeah, I don't know how I get away with that, but I just don't go outside if it's rainy out.
Yeah, that's fair. I travel with an umbrella like all the time.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, I probably brought one to the UK. I've been burned too many times.
Yeah,
where I'm just in like I fly somewhere and then it's raining, or I'm like I'm there and I'm like, I'm just gonna go for a walk and it starts to rain, and I'm just, so now I just I fly with an umbrella, which is people make fun of me for, but then we get to the airport and I'm like, look, it's raining.
Yeah. Yep.
Enjoy getting wet.
Yeah, yeah. Who's laughing
loser
now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how I've managed. Like I'm 31, I think. No, I'm
You think
by the time this airs, I will be 32.
Oh my goodness. When's your birthday? Can you say that on the air? Don't say it. Don't say it. Actually, when's your birthday and what's your mother's maiden name? your blood type?
Most of these things you can find on my Wikipedia.
Yeah. So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just kidding.
What was the name of your childhood pet?
November 6th. I'm okay. I talk about my birthday a lot.
Okay, okay. What are your favorite three numbers on the back of your credit card?
Yeah, I'll be 32 and I don't even have a raincoat.
I mean, it happens. It doesn't rain much in Saskatchewan, right?
No, it actually, it really doesn't. It's really concerning, actually.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's awful.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's really bad. Yeah. Oh boy, how do I redeem this conversation now?
No.
Oh no.
No.
Yeah.
I like eating chips. Chips are good.
What's your what's your favorite flavor, and does it change from where you are? Like in the UK, did you try any of those? I think they're prawn chips. Did you try any of those?
What? What are they? Prawn?
Yeah.
I've had those, but not in the UK.
Oh.
I think I'm a big fan of all dressed.
Oh yeah, nice.
Ruffles all dressed.
Nice.
Any other brands? Just get out of here. But
yeah.
No. And what else? I like Sun Chips.
Me too. What flavor?
Sun Chips. The was it the cheddar one?
Yeah.
The other one's good too. That's hard to find. You can only ever find the cheddar ones.
Yeah.
Do you remember the extremely loud bag they used to have?
That's not Tour Van approved.
Yeah, no. It's quieter now, but before it was like, this is the loudest bag I've ever heard.
Yeah, bands broke up because that bag was so loud.
Oh, definitely. You keep buying Sun Chips!
Yeah.
I can't sleep!
Very good.
Chips are so loud.
What is like, if someone was just like, if somebody was just like, hey, I want a tour.
Okay.
What are your tips? Like, what would you advise someone who wants to tour that's never toured before?
Bring a pillow and a blanket.
Yeah.
Or you know, if not a sleeping bag, but for sure, pillow and a blanket for the car, very good.
Yeah.
If you got room. What else? Don't get sick. Because yeah. Getting sick on tour isn't fun.
Yeah.
What else? I don't know. You just like get some nice headphones so you can, you know, listen to music, or maybe make sure that you actually like your bandmates.
That's probably the best advice this podcast has ever heard.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, do you want to go on like a really bad vacation with somebody? Like, you got to be able to go on a bad vacation with somebody. That's basically what a tour is.
Yeah.
It kind of, it can be, I mean, it can be wonderful and great, but it's like, you want to be in a van with this person for 8 hours and then, you know, be stuck in limbo between sound check and like, all right, we have 45 minutes to get dinner before we end up on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just dealing with that. But make sure, I mean, I would hope you're in a band with someone you like, but you never know. Make sure you can deal with people and you know them well. I mean, it's a good way to get to know someone well.
Yeah. Who knows?
It could go either way.
No, I think you painted a very realistic picture of the touring experience.
Yeah.
And it is a great way to get to know people, but you're absolutely correct. Like, I shouldn't say anything more, actually.
Yeah. Totally fair. But, you know.
But I agree with you. Yes.
Yeah. Figure out who you're going to, you know, bunk with. Do they snore? Do you need earplugs?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I think that's such a good point. Bring earplugs on tour. Because, you know, I have toured with people who do snore. And I have seen, like, I've seen it from, like, a different perspective, too. Of, like, everyone, like, a folks kind of getting mad at the person who's snoring. You know? And it's like, they can't help it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so I think, yeah, being proactive and bringing earplugs when you're touring is just, like, mm-hmm. a really solid thing to do.
Yeah,
for everyone.
And, yeah, and like I would say, I mean, figure out where you're staying in advance.
Yeah,
and staying the night, because I know people just are like, we'll just get a hotel that night or something. It's like, yeah, just figure out where you're staying. You know, find a friend's place, or yeah, you know, make sure they have a couch, or like, you know. But, you know, that's something that's harder right now, too.
Right.
Touring and, like, staying with people. It's, like, that's not really, it's not quite as easy. I mean, people are vaccinated, but it's not the same. I used to, you know, just crash on people's couches. I did an entire tour once where I didn't stay in a hotel. I was like, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just stayed with friends the entire time.
Aw, that's nice.
It is really nice. If you could pull that off and, like, you know, just are lucky enough to know people in, like, every single city you're playing in. But yeah. Just know what you're getting into. I guess.
Yeah.
So many tips.
That's a great point. And I also feel like when you're doing your own booking too, I kind of have to remember that I'm almost booking like two tours in a way. It's like I have to book the shows and then the accommodations. And you're right. The earlier I do the accommodations as well, just the better it's going to be. And what the actual sleeping arrangement is going to be. Like, I feel like we've all made arrangements somewhere and then it's like, all right, and here is all the floor you can have. And like, if you're not touring with a mat, that can be really hard.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Let's bring a sleeping bag or a mat, blanket, pillow. I slept on some couch cushions once and messed up my back for like a couple months.
Oh no.
I was like, this will be fine. And then like the next day I was like drinking like some Dr. Pepper and my body just started to hurt. I was like, whoa, what's wrong with me? Yeah.
Oh.
Messed up. I was all twisted up for a while. So.
Oh dear. I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't sleep on couch cushions. It might seem like a good idea.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
Oh my goodness, that reminds me of a time when I was on tour with a band from Germany. We were in Canada and we found a place to stay, and it was what was advertised. I can't remember what app we used to find the place, but what was advertised as far as like sleeping arrangements were a little bit different when we got there, and some of the beds were actually like not we had to sleep on like these little couches that were made for toddlers. Like they were like,
oh, no.
Basically like pillows with like a little bit of like a, like with this little part, like the seat of the couch would like fold out. And like, I remember somebody in the band trying to sleep on like two of them kind of set together. And it was not good. But I can't remember. It was some kind of free app or like some free place to stay. I don't know how that happened, but everyone there was lovely. Like it was a nice time, but it was, sleeping on couches made for toddlers or like those, I think they were like Disney princess couches. Not fun.
Not ideal. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good tip. Figure out where you're gonna sleep, and like know what it's gonna be like. Because that's such an important thing. Sleeping on tour, very important.
Well, with that great tip there, we have to go.
Oh, I like baby bells.
Matthew, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This conversation was so much fun. What a joy. Matthew Cardinal, you're the best. Thank you so much for being such a lovely guest. Dear listener, here's your to-do list. Dear listener, please go listen to his music. Go download his music at matthewcardinal.bandcamp.com. And also, give him a follow on Twitter. You won't regret it, okay? That's Matthew at Matthew Cardinal. Matthew without the E, Cardinal without the first A, that's his handle. You won't regret it. Okay, you've been listening to Pep and Chet with Megan Nash, a co-production with Creative City Center in Regina, Saskatchewan. The Creative City Center is supported by the Canada Council for the Arts, Sask Arts, the City of Regina, Canadian Heritage, and Creative Saskatchewan. This podcast is made possible because of their ongoing support. Special thank you to the Garys for the use of their song, Burger Boy, that you're listening to right now. The Creative City Center is a community-based arts center that used to present around 200 events a year and gave a lot of emerging artists a home as they were starting out. Now they are a home for a lot of online production, so check out creativecitycenter.ca to see what else they are cooking up besides all of this Pep and Chad with me, Megan Nash. Support live music, folks, no matter what form it's served up in. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.